Chapter 39. Now Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. And he was in the household of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made everything that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in the sight of his master, and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. And it came about that from the time that he made him overseer of his household and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house because of Joseph, and the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had, in the house and in the field. So he left everything that he had in Joseph's care. He did not concern himself with anything, except for the food which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife took notice of Joseph, and she said, "Sleep with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not concern himself with anything in his house, and he has put all that he is into my care. There is no one greater in this household than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, since you are his wife. How then can I do such a great evil, and sin against God?" And although she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her to sleep with her or to be with her. Now it happened about this time that he went into the house to do his work, and there were none of the men of the house inside. She grabbed him by his garment, saying, "Sleep with me." And he left his garment in her hand and ran outside. When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had run outside, she called to the men of her house, and spoke to them, saying, "Look, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to mock us. He came into me to sleep with me, and I cried with a loud voice. It happened, when he heard that I raised my voice and cried out, that he left his garment by me and ran outside." She left his garment by her, until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, "The Hebrew servant, whom you have brought to us, came into me to mock me, and said to me, 'Let me sleep with you.' But when I raised my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and ran outside." And it happened when his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, saying, "This is what your servant did to me," that he became furious. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him kindness and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. He was made responsible for everything that was done there. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was under his supervision, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed.